point out that we've so far essentially seen two fundamental shittot on the source of the obligation for mechitza. According to Rav Soloveitchik, the source of the mechitza is the reason for mechitza is to prevent the large masses of men and women to prevent levity, which can lead to essential thoughts. And Rav Soloveitchik believes that, seems to believe that that is a biblical obligation. At one time there were 50 pounds. But we're not going to need very much more. This is a general obligation. A general obligation that the feels is binding and is biblical in origin. We saw a second view which Soloveitchik raises, and in fact is that Rav Moshe Feinstein raises, doesn't prefer, but Rav Soloveitchik adopts, and that is that mechitza, that separation, the second opinion is the opinion mentioned by Rav Moshe Feinstein, that in the Beit HaMikdash is biblical, in the synagogue it's rabbinic, that is in the Beit HaMikdash, it's based on Yir'ah, which is fear. This was then rabbinically transferred to the synagogue, but in a non-synagogue situation, there is no obligation of the pizza whatsoever. There may be a custom of tzniut, there may be more of a propriety, but it's not an obligation. That's the opinion of Soloveitchik. The third opinion is the opinion of Soloveitchik that separation is biblical in prayer situations. In a private house as well. In prayer situations, separation is biblical. Mechitza is a takana. As a gzera, I should say, it's rabbinic in origin. Exactly where it was instituted, it seems it was instituted in the synagogue of the Beit HaMikdash. We have, Rav Soloveitchik doesn't really tell us what he would say about non-synagogue situations. The fourth position that I'd like to present before you is the position of Rav Regensburg. He's not alone in this. 22, there are a variety of posts that maintain this. And his opinion is, source 22, almost the Latin, next to the last page, next to that side actually, the bottom right. So Regensburg was a leading Rosh Hashiva in Chicago, and his opinion is that the mechitza is minha. And that's what he says here. It is well established within Jewish law that a custom, technically called minhag, is law, whether there is or is not any legal basis for the observance of a custom. The very acceptance of a custom by the community of Israel bestows upon the custom the status of the law. The law thus established is not subject to any process of change. That's not exactly right. Customs do change, but they're no longer being observed. In any case, let's continue. It is stated in the Talmud, Yavama Rabbah 2, that even the prophet Elijah were to return to earth, he would be without authority to change a custom. That's true. That is, if the custom is being observed, he couldn't change it. But laws do fall into, the customs do fall into disuse. The great rabbinic authority of Rambam David, in his gloss to the Code of Maimonides, cites this as definitive, that even Elijah would lack the authority to change an accepted custom. That if a rabbinic court decreed the enactment of a rule which became established and observed by the people, and if such a rule is a siyag, a hedge or a preventive measure designed to prohibit acts which might lead further to violations of Jewish law, it might not be abolished by even a more authoritative court, greater in scholarship and number. That is the halakha, that is as follows. If a court comes along and establishes something as a takana, as a siyak for tzniut, and the people accept it and it's put into practice, then another court cannot come along and have a meeting. The mechitza undoubtedly falls into the category of siyach, that is, a mechitza was set up to prevent licentious thoughts, to prevent the kind of emotion, the variety of situations, and therefore says Regensburg that mechitza is such a mitzvah. Now, you have to understand that this is not so trivial, because one of the things that the conservative movement attempted to argue was that mechitza was an inhabitant which had fallen into disuse. The Orthodox movement said, not so. It was practiced for 2,000 years, and Orthodox Jews continue to practice. And those who don't do it are not Orthodox. But it's not, these are not cases where normally observant Jews stop doing a custom. Now, we have a whole custom of mourning we mentioned. And we used to walk around with their arm outside their shirt sleeve. People used to sleep with the bed turned. Customs, which all the course of the centuries were abrogated. On the way, back, they stop in the middle of the town and have a whole ceremony called Birkot Avinim, which involved 10 cups of wine. It was a whole ceremony. It's mentioned in the second time. It was stopped. And somewhere along the way, it was stopped. In any case, it seems very clear that you can't argue that about mechitza, because mechitza continued to be observed. It was a battle whether to observe, and I can't say a Kali Yisrael stopped observing. Okay, so it's not a trivial situation, but as we point out, I mean, how can Tan stop? Okay, and that's okay. So anyway, according to Rav Regensburg, set it up as a siyad that the men and women should mix in the Beit HaMikdash. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and when Jews moved into synagogue worship, the Jews adopted the custom that had been already started in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Mikdash Shemad as well, and they set up the chitzot. Okay, and that's I must tell you that it really makes a lot of sense. Because if you think about it, I mean, it's something that bothered me, just the analysis as we've been going along. I mean, they didn't set up a machitza in the Beit HaMikdash. They could have done that. Let's not do that right now. That's another suggestion. What I want you to do, we'll come back to that later, you'll see in a second. Turn to source number 18. This is a tshuva written by Rabbi Chaim Weinberg. He's called, he was a rabbi in Montreux in right after the war. And in 1961, he writes the following tshuva. Tshuva begins with this, the rabbi set up a we call it a junior congregation. He felt it was necessary to educate the kids. Rabbi Chaim Weinberg was a very fascinating, highly cultured, very scholarly, one of the leading scholars of the generation. We've now discovered a lot of his personal letters. We can see he's exasperated with some of the rabbis of his time who are unnecessarily unclean degrees, absolutely unnecessarily. And he expresses it. He says, I can't take it. It really bothers me. He was a very fascinating guy. He was really very, very highly cultured, sensitive, educated man. And he was really one of the leading scholars in Europe. Now, the question that was asked of him was, this rabbi, it is needed to set up a junior congregation. He felt that he had to teach the kids how to daven. He set up this congregation without a mechitza. He says, the young kids, I'll put the boys on one side, the girls on the side, without a mechitza. And he was attacked. And he wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Chaim Weinberg. And let's see what Rabbi Chaim Weinberg says. What? Okay, now this is a very interesting discussion. And even though it doesn't really relate to the mechitza, I think it's a very important question of how you educate children. Okay. They're from, but they have no idea about education whatsoever. On dim nendo, they stand against it. Umatrin alav ka'al mefir fair brit toral mitzvah. And they come out and they tell him, chas v'shalom for what you do. He must have had girls learning certain things, or maybe mixed classes, or all sorts of things. Vadai shetzadak v'toroto, rab shatfila v'chabura, yesh lat koach moshek gadol v'gorin kinuchi chazak. There's no question that prayer within the school system is extremely important, as a very strong force in education. The only person who will disagree with somebody has no comprehension of the great loss that is occurring in amongst the youth. He's not really worried about Jewish youth, who are leaving our tradition, and they want a minimal education. They're only worried about their small numbers, and they give up their supplies. So I guess what happened was that the Haredi parents in the school system didn't want their kids to daven with the rest of the kids. They wanted them to daven with their parents. They say that they're only worried about themselves, and they're not worried about the rest of Klal Yisrael, the importance of everybody davening together. dimension, which some of you may know, it's called psychic impellence. Psychic impellence comes from a very famous Hasidic master, which one said that there are two ways of warming yourself up. One is to put on a pellet, to put on a foot with pellet, which is a fur coat, and yourself is nice and warm. The other one is to build a fire. When you build a fire, you warm your, not only yourself, but you warm others. So they refer to, so this is called to be a psychic impellence, right? You're only worried about yourself, you know, you're worried about your kids, you don't worry about the person twice. כאן נעשית השאלה מסוגה. Another question is the more. לנו יש תורת הלכה פסוקה ומגודרה. We have a fixed הלכה. ראי ברמה נדמר חגיגה, כל קטן שיכול לאחוז בידו של אביו וללא בירושלים הערבה. Any child who's old enough to escort his father and walk up to Yerushalayim, to the top of the mount, אביו חייב לענותו להראות בו כדי להראות בו, to come and let himself be seen at the temple, כדי לחנכו במצוות, to educate this child in its mitzvot, שנאמר יראה כל שמחה, all your nails. It includes minors if they're old enough to walk. ואם היה קטן חיגר, but if the male, this child, male child, was a limper, או סומה, or blind, או חירש, או deaf, אפילו באחת, even in one, one eye, one ear, ain't no chai v'chanto. He does not obligate to educate him in this mitzvah. Afa pisho ui l'rufua, even though he will eventually be healed, the later day, it's a temporary deafness, or a problem with his eye. Sh'ilu haya gadol v'ukach haya p'tor, because if he were an adult in this way, where he couldn't heal one eye, or couldn't see one eye, he's not obligated to go to the Beit HaMikdash. This source, that if the child is in a state, which is transient, but if an adult were in this state, he wouldn't be obligated, and the child is also not obligated. Wherever the adult is obligated biblically, we educate the child rabbinically. Wherever the adult is free biblically, rabbinically, not be katan patur, the child is also patur. Harei shilindunu chazal, klal gadol b'l'chokhin. Our rabbis have taught us a major principle in the laws of education. She'en lechanech katan b'ofanim she'asurim l'gdolim. We educate the children according to the rules of the adults. Va'af sh'yeh svara l'mam, and even though you might say, כיוון שהקטנים האלו יהיו חייבים לכשיגדלו, כגון חיגר שעתיד יתפשט בגדותו. עכשיו הוא ממצנא, but you know that this passing, he's not going to be limping when he gets, when he's an adult, when he's going to be an adult. או סומה שעתיד יתפקר בגדותו. Or a one who's blind, but you know that shortly he will become, when he gets, becomes a major, he will be able to see. In Cain, יהיה מותר לחנכן בגדותו. You might think that you'd be allowed to educate them. אף אם הם חיגרים מסוימים לפי שהם אלו temporarily, they limp or they're blind. מכל מקום, the lame or the blind, כיוון שאם היו גדולים בשעה זו היו פטורים, since if they're adults, they'd not be free, מסתלקת מצרכים את מהם, there's no obligation to educate them. לפי שאין הקטנים מחויבים רק במה שגדולים מחויבים. Children only obligated what adults are obligated. ומצוות חינוך היא רק לנהוג בהם מנהג גדולים. ומתן מצוות חינוך הקטנים נחשבים לגדולים. As far as מצוות חינוך, the minors are considered like majors. אבל אין לנהוג בהם מנהג מיוחד, you cannot treat them differently, לשם חינוכם והכשרתם, וכשיהיו נשים לגדולים. You cannot treat them differently than you would with an adult. The question is, when I give my kid, if I educate my child, and I'm going to give my child a move of an escrow, can I give my minor child a puzzle? Can I give my child a puzzle of escrow?
According to this, no.
According to this, no. Can I sit my child in a junior congregation without a puzzle? That doesn't work. I'm miseducating my child. That's what I'm saying. But she might be able. אם מותר לגדולים לסדר את התפילה בבית הכנסת, בסדר שהתקין כבוד תורתו בבית התלמוד תורה, שאנשים יושבים ופניהם כלפי מזרח, ואנשים מאחורי... Hashem, you set it up where the children are set up so that the children, the males are on the front and the women are on the back. Shailas only don't know how baby should do chivo in Farnifsa Kandaha. Shemukhiyavim lasod nechitzaham abdelet ben anashim le ben anashim. You have to make a difference between the men and the women. And then he goes on to say that therefore the exact same thing, children also have to have it. He doesn't go into how high, but I would imagine it has to be up to the shoulders. Then the 18th fachin, you don't need an 18th fachin, but you need up to the shoulders of the average child.
Do you think that his logic is taking an example? It's not that the kid can't go up the bed because it's a tour, it's not a sword.
Right.
And then suddenly he starts to
the example is right, but okay, you're right. This principle that he sets out is set up by all the other posts. That you cannot miseducate a child when you give him a chinuch. You cannot say he's only a minor and he will apostle less from. And if he's too young to understand, then maybe. But if you it doesn't have to be mahuder, it has to be kosher. Does that mean kosher chalad
there? It has to be
kosher. You don't have to give him anything. If you give him, you have to give him right. You cannot miseducate the child.
But other issues like fasting and kibbutz, I mean, specifically to. It's different because it's not a shul, and it's local.
very clear, it's very clear that the argument that we say that these dinim of mitzvah don't begin for your majors, and we have situations all the time where your customer would have lots of little girls walking around in the men's section all the time, right? And we don't really mock it until they're like, you know, until they feel like they're adults, 10 or 11 or something. You see that the minhag ha'olam is not necessarily separate. His feeling is maybe on a sporadic basis, but you're setting up an education. This is an educational program to teach them how to daven b'tzibur, daven together as a normative prayer community. You have to put it in the mitzvah. But you're right. I mean, we've talked to Moni and many other school systems, and a lot of these questions never came up because it's schools. Education. Let's think of the situation. I know. I mean, when I was growing up, we had the first couple of grades that the schools co-ed until the fourth, fifth grade, always so done. In the early grades, the kids all got their girls.
Doesn't say that he says you can't have that.
Okay. Very good. And then he goes on in this tshuva to let's look down. He quotes, let's look at the last paragraph, because it's the last paragraph on that page, Bidvar. Okay? It's very nice to see how he views this machlokit. But Bidvar Shiur Goba Mechitza, as far as the height of the Mechitza, no da machlokit by America. There was a major dispute in America. I go to Moshe Feinstein Shlita, Go'on Gadol Muvhat Bo Ra'a. He does this on purpose, because he's an aside. He's really special. It's not that the machitza is 18 fachim, the matam is defined below the shoulders. Rav Moshe, that point out, is that also they shouldn't have to touch each other. Because otherwise, coming to talk to each other, it doesn't seem to be only problem. Anyway, that's a piece you hold in the sleeve, even though they can see each other. Mukomakom muta. והראה לרמב״ם ללכות בית הבחירה פרחי על הכתב שאי קרתם איסור שלא נתערב בזה that the major problem is mixing וכנגדו יצא האדמור, אדוני מורנו ורבינו מסכנת ללמוד כל רבני הונגרי ואסרו מחיצה כזו, all the Hungarian rabbis came out and attacked them ופסקו שמחיצה צריכה להיות גבורה מעל הראשים, it's be above the heads, second line ואף הם הראו על מה שכתוב הרמב״ם בפירושו לפרק ה' מלכות סוכה, הרמב״ם in another place, in his commentary to Mishnah, שאיסור הוא שלא יסתכלו אנשים אליו, the man shouldn't see them. ולי נראה יותר דברי הגאון רב משה פיינשטיין שליטה וראיותה בספרו איגרות משה אור החיים, הן מכריחות, his proofs are winning proofs, ובדברים שנכתבו נגדו לא ראיתי אף דבר אחד שיש בו כדי תחיית דבר. And if everything that wrote against them, I don't say one thing that that's of, that is of, that is of, that is of, that is of, now, if I count down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. In the 12 lines, in the middle of the thing, it says, Amnam. The first word on that line, if you're looking, is Al Ha'emet, right? In the middle of that line, Amnam. Got it? Mm-hmm. Look down on the right side, it says Al Ha'emet. Mm-hmm. Okay with me? Amnam. Rabbanei Ungarim, the Hungarian rabbis, machmirim ma'od. Very strict. Vidoshim shemechitza tiyeh gvoa lema'al rashay hanashim. Ve'od machim lalechet vidoshim. Shebi'im ein bebet ha'knesset mechitza kaza. If there is a mechitza that goes over their heads, asu l'tolel sham. You can even dive in there. ואסור לנשים לבוא להתפלל ומותר שירשו בבתיהם. Better they should stay at home if the מחיצה is not a ודאי, ודאי שכוונתם לטובה. Their intentions are לשם שמיים, no question. לשמור עצמיות כפי שהיה נהוגה בדורות הקודמים, as it was the custom of modesty as it was practiced in previous generations. אבל בזמננו נשתנה המצב ונשתנו הצבעים. Nature, the people have changed. V'anashim im tisha'erno b'vayit v'lo tavonu l'bet ha'knesset. They don't come to shul. Tishtakach mehem torat ha'yadu v'namay. Women will lose their Judaism completely. These were talking about generations where women weren't getting as good an education. In general. Only in America it was beginning in the 50s when you began having day school, a very extensive day school system. Because you want to be firmer than now, you can't push them off. It's unnecessary thing. Okay, skip down to the next one, bring your next paragraph. Uma. Okay? Uma she'hana'arot mitpalalot b'koram. And that which the girl is davening in a loud voice. This is the Kofi Shai. What? Right? Ain't the don't worry. כבר הטילו גדולי אשכנז ובתוך המגון רב הזיר להילדה סיימן זצל לאנשים ולנשים לזמאי יחד זמירות. הילדה סיימן says no problem, even according to the Frumis, he says there's no problem of men and women singing זמירות together. משני תמים, for two reasons. אלף, בתרי קלי לא משתמים, two voices together are not heard. בית זמירות קודש, אין מבין להירוע בירה. involved in a זמירות קודש, HaKodesh, he says, you won't let the distraction.
This is Itzik. Not
in Bitzik.
None of
them any. Right. That may not be accepted. That's what he says. And there's a lot of legal but not too accepted. Some of them don't, but some of them don't. The very last page, middle column. This is a letter by Rabbi David Oaks, who was in the 50s and considered a major Talmud Chacham. He lived in the Midwest, I don't remember exactly where. He was a major rabbi and educator. Although Phillips is Jewish. Okay. Now, Rabbi Oaks is dealing with the question of shiurim and lectures held in the synagogue. Where you have to have machitza. Okay? So he's responding to the criticism that the conservative movement or those who want to take out their pizza say, look, even the Orthodox, they don't have their pizzas when they have shiurim. Look, as for the argument that even in Orthodox synagogues, study groups are held for men and women together, and this is also considered divine service or worship. In source number 23, middle column, second paragraph from the back, as for the argument. With me, guys? As for the argument that even in Orthodox synagogues, study groups are held for men and women together, and this is also considered divine service or worship, it is true that study is a form of divine service. As Maimonides has written in a Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvah, Kazan Precept, Mitzvah, say 5, to serve it denotes prayer and it denotes study. It says, Lavdo, B'chol HaKadu Kol Hashem. So Rambam says, Lavdo means in prayer and in Torah study. Servant through his Torah, servant in his sanctuary. Nevertheless, there are distinctions. For there are three types of services. There are three types of service, each with its own rules. Sacrificial offering at the temple, study of the Torah, prayer, which is called the service of the heart. And each one has special laws. Proof is that only for group prayer is a minion, a quorum of at least 10 needed, but not for group study of Torah. I mean, there are certain forms of service that each one has its own rules. Okay, so the first thing he wants to say is that learning Torah has its own rules. So essentially what he's setting up for is the mechitza is a prayer requirement. Okay, so the view that when you're in Avodat Hashem, that's in the prayer, that's when you need. Now you're saying, Simcha Beit HaShoeivah. What kind of prayer? They were saying Shmachim. They were singing praises. They were saying Pidim. It was prayer. It wasn't just a gathering, but it was a form of prayer. It was a prayer through the pious songs that they sang, and also through their actions. In support of this opinion, okay, now this is going to lead us a little bit astray, and we're going to talk about this a little bit today and more and a great deal next week. Because from here on, we're going to move in a couple of, again, some very minor issues we're going to talk about, and then we're going to get to talk about the mechitza of the wedding. And when we finish the mechitza of the wedding, that will lead us into mixed society, because you'll see right there, and essentially we'll read a very interesting tshuva by Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, which is a real item. In any case, there is halacha, which we'll get into, brought in the Bayit and the Bach, in the Bayit Kadash. You know that at a wedding, you say, one of the things that you have a meaning for, you say, Baruch, if you're a Rabotai Nebarech, or if you're a Rabotai Nebarech, Yishem Hashem Bavach Nebarech, Yishem Hashem Bavach Nebarech, Yishem Chabarai, Nebarech Elokeinu, Shasimcha Bim'ono, V'Shachalu Mishalo, U'Tilabiru. That not only are we rejoicing here, but there's, the blessing is a God who is rejoicing in his appetite. that just as we're rejoicing that Hashem is happy also with the chatan, with the wedding, Shasimcha ben Ono, Vishachal Mishlo, we ate of his, because this is a mitzvah service, Shachal Mishlo of Tubal Chayim. Okay, now, says the Bach, if men and women are sitting together, you can't say Shasimcha ben Ono, because God isn't happy with men and women sitting together. Okay, so that is essentially the source for mechitza and a wedding. We won't have to analyze it, but just be patient. Okay, let's see what he does with this. He does some very, very cute. In support of this, the opinion of the Bayit Chadash may be cited. He states in Eben Ezer 62, quoting the Beit Shmuel, that one should not recite the formula, Shasimcha Mimono, in whose dwelling is rejoicing, usually said at the grace after a wedding meal, if there is no separation between men and women. For there is no divine joy when the evil inclination has dominion. However, the Sheva Brachot, the seven wedding traditions, are different from that. And as he what did he say? He says you shouldn't say Shasimcha ben Ono. And I didn't ask you the Sheva Brachot because I'm not a wedding person. So you see, you can say Sheva Brachot. You can say Sheva Brachot at a wedding meal. What did the Bach say? You can't use the word Shasimcha ben Ono, but it doesn't prevent you from saying the Sheva Brachot. You don't follow that? No, they're in the introduction to the Sheva Brachot. Right? When you have the Birkot HaZimun, the Sheva Brachot at the end. So he says that the Bach was the opinion that you shouldn't say Shasimcha ben Ono because God's not truly happy if men and women are sitting together. So he says, very interesting, right? You shouldn't say Shasimcha ben Ono, but he didn't say you can say the Sheva Brachot.
Why?
Because if it's a requirement to have a mechitza, you cannot daven. If the mechitza was a requirement, every time men and women were sitting together, doing it. That's a mass situation. That's not a mass situation. Okay, That's exactly what he's proving. He's proving, look, you have a mass situation, everybody's benching together, they're not dominant. They're not saying Shemona Esrei, it's not a prayer, public prayer situation, but you are davening, you are saying praise Hashem. And you see, the mechitza does not prevent you from doing it. You're not happy with the formula, Shasimcha ben Ono, because the evil inclination may have dominion. Right? But it what? Kasha? Of course not.
Sitting at home and you're sitting in a
You may not need, you may need separate seating, but you need...
You don't need a mechitza to bench at a meal if you're sitting there with your father and your brothers and your husband.
No, no, according to Rav Oaks, definitely, that's the Shabbat situation. But the question is, what would Rav Oaks say about davening in your home? What would Rav, right? But it's very clear that Rav Oaks is of the opinion that the requirement of mechitza is prayer in the synagogue. But learning in the synagogue, making brachot in the synagogue, is not a problem. It's the prayer, such as the chazal, and attacking mechitza in shul for the prayer situation. So therefore, that's why in most modern Orthodox shuls in America, in our shul here, whether there's a lecture or there's a shir, men and women sit together. Okay? Mat HaMakom. We Nashua, we sit next to them. That's what Rav Ok says. Rav Ok says the Takana of Chazal for Mechitza was in shul in a prayer situation. Anything else does not require a Mechitza. Says, argue others, no, Yir'at HaMakom requires a Mechitza. When you, and that, many of them say requires a Mechitza, certainly separate seating. At least separate seating, because you're in a shul that requires greater form of tzniut. And that's how it's done in ministry. Some shuls don't require mechitza if you walk into the shul. Others will require at least separate seating. And so the Rav Ok and other posts can hope that you don't have to even have that. Okay. So he says, Ein shum, which starts with source 15, 4, 5, Ein shum tam sheitzku b'shat ha-leimut, ki gam nashim tzrichot beida dinei Torah. אבל אם יגיע זמן תפילת מנחה או מערים וירצו להתפלל שם, יצטרכו אנשים לצאת לחדר אחר ולא בחדר שמתפללים שם אנשים. So he says, well, but if the men want to get up and down, the women have to go to a different room. Let's go to a different room. The question is, why can't the men just go to one side of the room and the women on the other side? We'll see. Let's go see another tumor of motion. Yes? Excellent question. Rabbi Huda Herzl Henkin says, we have situations all the time when this occurs, where the men get up to daven, and the women, and it says, you know, the weddings all the time. Women are walking back and forth around, and then they go off to a corner and daven, but the women are walking back and forth all the time. I mean, and we have the situation, we daven, we get into a corner right next to the biology library, if you know where that is, and you know, there are women walking by all the time, going to the library, very large men, and sometimes you can walk through. Is that a problem? So he holds, no. That if the men are doing their thing, and the women are not davening with them, it's not a problem. The problem of the mechitza is where the men and women are davening together. That's his argument. It's in a prayer situation when they're together. No, that's not. Yeah, that's a serious problem. We all study, he turns back, he turns away. He's davening, he's not looking at them really. That's right, he has to be careful where he stands. That's true. And there are some real problems. I'm not talking about, you know, from them. that's a problem, that's a real problem. But you're right. And unfortunately, real life situation doesn't always happen. Okay. We'll see more about this a little later. 16. Shela im tzarich mechitza kshemitpalim b'makom she'eino kavon letzila, l'mashal b'veit avel rachmanah letzila. Okay, that's another example. You're there, im tzrichot anashim lelech lechel nifrad, o shedai b'fsek avir, do they need a mechitza, or is it enough to have just separation? ונראה שלדינה אנשים בבית עבר צריכות ללכת לחדר אחר. And Moshe was the opinion that it's not enough, the woman, you need a mechitza, or the woman to move in another room, which is essentially effectively the same.
But
he said it was that point, didn't you? He's talking about, look, just keep it. Vatam, come on, let's read this material, and then we'll work it. Come on, you can't analyze before you finish the tshuva. Vatam the Beit Aver having makom shepatuach l'rabim. A Beit Aver, even though it's a private home, it's not a situation where you can close the door. You can't say, you know, the house is essentially open, and people are coming in and out. And it's not by invitation only. It's essentially become a public domain for that period of the Shiva. Shetzarich bo midina tamir hafrada bin anashim lenashim. Okay, so he says that certainly in prayer, prayer, which Rav Moshe Feinstein holds is an extra special, everybody agrees that prayer is the major obligation. So he says he feels that in the house of an avel, which is open to rabbin, that shetzarich bo medina tamir afreda b'levi, you need separation between the men and the women. The kosher came b'shat tefillah, certainly in prayer. But if the masse hanashim enan maskimot lazov et hacheder, nechshav ze lakrai, b'diavad, he says, it's not a regular prayer situation, it's bakrai.
What happens?
You don't want to leave, but it's not a regular prayer situation. Ve'en di menami talel machmatzis. I don't tell you that you have to stand down here. So he holds bakrai, even though this may happen consistently for 6 or 7 days. Not terribly, he says, don't do great. As long as there's separation, that's good. That's right, but he knows that it's the masses of people in the public domain. Watch, now watch the difference. Ava, the Veit Chatan, but if you're in the house of a Chatan, for instance, there's Sheva Bracha, and it's by invitation only, it's not a public door, it's not open. Medina ain't some of the Mechitza. You don't have to worry about a machitz at all. The woman can stay there as long as it's separation. She ain't patuch l'rabim, ela rak l'bnei ha-mishpacha. L'chein day l'cha she'elchu anashim ha-mitpalim l'zavid acha, she'elchu l'cha ben sham v'sham yichol. So Rav Moshe is making it very clear that one of his major criteria, if it's an open situation, we would require a machitza. If it's a private situation, you don't require a mechitza. But he's willing to admit that if it's ba'akvai, it's not a regular situation, you don't need a mechitza. Now, there are those who have argued, disagreed with Moshe, and said, what do you mean? 7 days, not a kvai. A kvai is something that happens. You don't know, you know. But you know for the next 7 days, you are going to die in this way. Right? So you can't claim it's akvai. Moshe does seem to say it. A kind is an act. Okay, I'm just saying, they use other acts. They use other acts, but the Moshe gets.
You have to
come back
in the cemetery. You don't need a
mechitza.
You have to be separate.
According to Moshe, yes. According to Moshe, it's not clear. It seems to me that you need a mechitza too, but go ahead. People say Kaddish, I don't know of any situation I've ever been at that there was no pizza. I do know situations that are mocked that the men were separate.
I was convinced that
they
weren't.
I agree. They try to usually around there. But you're right. Okay. Let's go to our next Shuba 17. This is Rav David Cohen, who's now in the major post. He's very close to me. He's a major post, say, now in New York. שלא לומר דבר שבקדושה לפני ערבה, אבל כשמחוסר כדבעי, קוראים לה פרופלי קלאס. ועולה כחשש הסתכלות, וזו פעם מנסטרים קודם, כגון שנשים יש לה אחרי אנשים, ניתן לומר כמו שכתבת, שבמקום שאין הקבוע לתפילה, מותר להתפלל בלי מחיצה. ובלבד שיש הפרש בין האנשים לנשים. That's what I wrote to him in the tshuva, and he said, I'm willing to agree to that. אנשים התפללו בבית, מיוחדות גימו פעמים, ייתכן שיש בזה משמעותיות. Now what he's saying is, that you have to be careful when it comes to בית אבל, because בית אבל is more than 3 times. והקביעות is set up, as if you go camping, as we would say, and every day you're down in a different place, you don't have to worry about that. But if you're going to come back to the campsite every day, and you're going to die in there 3 times in a row, 3 times, he says, Now, Rabbi Yehuda Gershuni, okay? I haven't received Smicha from this wonderful gentleman. And I wrote him, I asked him also, what about a Makom Sheino Kavu Letfila? He says as well, Makom Sheino Kavu Letfila, Im Mutam Letpanel Boli Mechitza, Hagmara Medaberet Baseifot Michutz Lebet HaKnesset, Vesham Lo Shayach Mechitza. Bechol Zod Nashim Yeshvu Lechud, Vayah Hesek Shul Kanel. A situation where the men and women were outside, this was in the regal, and they were cans between the men and women, so when it crossed over, they would make noise. Muchach. Shechut. But he says, what are you proving here? What do they have as a separation? Muchach shechut mi bet haKnesset lo ichpat lenu shlo yehefsek. So Rav Gershuni holds that the outsider shul, you don't need a machitza. To say,
but you do need
separation. Everybody agrees with that.
Because the original source of the Hesper is just separation.
Yes, right. Ramosha has a problem. Because then at the end of the head, so they can talk some awesome about it. It's not that end up with you. Right? So how do you get the chitza from there? So they, Ramosha has a problem. And I don't go any place with that in the pizza. Okay, let's do, we have a few more, 2 minutes, let's just do this last Tshuva 19, and then we'll talk about, let's do Tshuva 19. In Sikha Mechitza Lachutz, Rak Befnei Ma'at Nashim. You only have a few women. She'alta is again another Tshuva Moshe Feinstein, one of the last volumes he put out. She'alta in Tzamich Mechitza Lachutz, Rak Befnei Ishakad Ishakad. She named it by Moshe and the God of Rechaim to the temple so far. Oh, he went to Raya Megidushin, Yulbet Arnibet, to the Tosso Zorna Tchidin, the Chi Isha Bazar Yulbin. She ain't a Chiyub Mechitza Lafsik, if they come out in the Shin of Allah. I've demonstrated that they had the Beit HaMikdash, and there were women who came into the Beit HaMikdash. They only came in for business, but there were one or two women walking around. He says, and nobody ever required a Mechitza. And you also proved by the, we also learned, we mentioned that by Korban Pesach, that sometimes a woman would bring her korban in, even though the majority were men. But tzarich leve'er, ad kama nashim ein tzav mechitza. How many women do you need to bring in the mechitza? K'dom bebeit avel, o bebeit medrash, shemitpare l'sham b'nei chol, u mincha shabbat, shein sham mechitza. Very often you say, on Shabbos, mincha, and I remember when I used to live in Zayt Shul, the woman never came to shul mincha. So this is a woman who came to shul. So she couldn't dive into the basement because there was no pizza. These were these rare tzikaliyot that come. Ha'im mutav aliyah shekam anashim. All the other the variations of the thing was they couldn't walk up to the balcony and dive because they sit in the back. V'inei, b'chol ha'dorot, na'agu shelafemim haya nechneset isha niya levei demedrash lekabel tztaka. It was very common that women we come into the men's section collecting stucco. Oh, Avelalu Markadish, or the woman would come in to say Kaddish. You see, Rav Moshe Feinstein testifies that throughout Jewish history, women were saying Kaddish. This is one of the interesting sources that, you know, all the people who were talking about Kaddish called this Jew, Rav Moshe. V'alacha l'maseh b'inyan zeh tzarich iyun, u'tmiyah b'arbe inanim. He says, Allah l'maseh, he says, I'm not so sure. He says, he testifies that they were doing it all the time. ומכל מקום נראה שבבית המדרש שבכל שבת תרצה אפילו אישה אחת לבוא למנחת בדיוק אם a woman wants to come to shul on a regular basis שאין לה קהל להתפלל ולא מחיצה. Then he says, if they know that this woman is coming on a regular basis, they got to dive upstairs, they got to come to מחיצה לבית מדרש. ורק בהקראי אפשר להתר. Only it says that happened once or twice, you know, regularly they didn't have women. A woman showed up, you could let her do it. ואפשר להתיר באקראי רק עד בית נשים ולא יותר. אז זה כאילו, perchance basis, two women and no more. והנה יש ראיה כאין שהזכרת שלדינה אפשר להניח אישה אחת להיכנס לבית המדרש, מן הדין, that how you allow a woman to come into shul when necessary into the בית המדרש, how we know, מדין משוכנו, רוחיים עשינו רשפט, בצד גימו, ואישה עולה למניין שבעה קרואים. There are women with the discussion we get, but she discusses, but a woman getting an aliyah, then when the Gemara discusses, the Gemara doesn't rule it out because of a mechitza problem. So he answers, what would happen? He answers, she, you know, what happened for God, then she can aliyah. She walked into the men's section and aliyah. That's the situation. Yeah, so you raise your hands.
Don't
do it. No, we saw, no, so Mitzari, then the answer is yes. If Moshe says, that she could.
Why is it not a problem?
I don't want to get them to the same.